Well, although you might not want to remember it, it's hard to forget last winter. MBTA trains stranded, crews digging out snow from the rails by hand, lines of commuters waiting in 20-degree weather for packed shuttle buses. Ugh. But this winter, the T says it is prepared. It's spent $85 million on new rails and snow removal equipment, and it says customers can expect better this winter. For more now, we're joined by WBUR's Jack Lepiars, who covered this story over the past year. Morning, Jack.
Good morning, Deb.
So take us back to how it began.
Well, it's worth taking a moment to just remember just how absurd this past winter was. We set something like a dozen snowfall and temperature records. In just a 23-day span, we saw 90 inches of snow in Boston. That is double what we usually get in an entire year over at Logan Airport. At the same time, we saw 43 straight days below 40 degrees. That's another record to make sure that none of that snow could melt. The end result, 3 full service suspensions for the MBTA in January and February. After that, weeks, even months of partial suspensions and heavy delays. But even before we ever knew how badly the T's issues would show through, there were signs of trouble, like this one from then general manager of the MBTA, Beverly Scott, on February 3rd.
Quite candidly, if you don't have to wind up using the service, that probably is a plus. Okay, I'm just going to be candid. I've never said that in my life, but I don't want to wind up misleading anyone.
And, of course, there would be more shutdowns, suspensions, and service disruptions to come. That was just the start.
And what do we know now, Jack, about why? Obviously, we've had bad winters before, but what was it this time that, you know, caused such craziness?
It was a whole host of issues, and it was different issues in different places. One of the biggest was on the Red Line, where you had these third rails that were about 40 years old. Over time, what happens, they get divots, bumps, depressions, the water starts to pool up in them, and then suddenly your train can't make contact with the third rail because there's snow and ice in the way. Suddenly, your train has no power. Suddenly, it can't move. Then on the Orange Line, you had a similar issue, newer third rails, but the power going to them was so old that it broke down. On top of this, you had trains essentially acting like snowplows. The engines were sucking in all that light, fluffy snow that would then melt, refreeze, cause the train to stall out. You had dense snowpack blocking the switches. The rails that move in between the tracks couldn't make the switch. That left trains stranded in one spot. It really wasn't just one thing. It was a whole host of issues. And all of this led to that defiant press conference, again by then General Manager Beverly Scott, where she declined to comment on resigning, even though she would resign just days later. She said the kind of weather we had would have brought anyone down. But she also said repeatedly that the T was especially vulnerable.
For anyone to have any belief that a system that's over 100 years old, that's got equipment, much of it that is running out there on this red and this orange lines that are at much over capacity, can continue without, with the age that it is, and to think that it's going to have the resilience to wind up rebounding and flying like an eagle, that is absolutely the epitome of, and I'm not going to say foolish.
So, Jack, still the question, the main question really, is what has the T done since last winter to try to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
What the T did this summer, they spent $85 million in the fall and in the summer trying to address some of the biggest issues. They replaced 10 miles of third rail on the red and the orange lines, mainly on the red line in Quincy, so that you won't have those long lines of commuters waiting for shuttle buses out in the cold again. They also upgraded the power lines on the orange line, and they acquired some snow removal equipment. Interim General Manager Frank DiPola, who took over after Beverly Scott resigned, said that should keep the T running.
All of those together, we think, will address those key items that contributed to the shutdown last year. So we're confident we won't have any shutdowns this year other than those that we might schedule ourselves in order to allow us to address snow and ice on the right of way.
But the key caveat you heard there at the end, other than shutdowns we might have to schedule ourselves. DiPola says the T may still do targeted shutdowns, say in the middle of the day when there's less traffic, in order to clear snow off the tracks and be ready for the morning and afternoon rush. There are also stretches of track in Quincy that are still running with that 40-year-old third rail. And the T won't be able to replace those until next year. So if we have another winter like last one, You may see smaller shutdowns in those areas, but still, it is worth remembering just how extreme last winter was. The T says it's preparing for another winter like last one, but in all likelihood, we should see something much milder this year, both in terms of weather and in terms of your morning commute.
WBUR's Jack Lepiar is on the MBTA's struggles this year and what it's doing to prepare for this winter. Jack, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.